welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make it today a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. We are live, as we usually are, and this is Maureen St. Germain, and I am in beautiful Mount Rainier in Washington. I will be touring the area, and I'm on the phone here with Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of You Are the Genie in the Bottle book, and she'll be talking with me about, I think it's the Merkabah today.
The Merkabah meditation and the fifth dimension. This is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle and has taught that same workshop since 1994. Her students tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction so that it works. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkabah Meditation, for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkabah and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today our subject is your Merkabah and the fifth dimension. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call in and ask questions. So, Maureen, let's recap for our listeners, maybe our new listeners. What do you mean by the fifth dimension?
We've been talking about this for quite some time, and, of course, it's leading us to talk a little bit about the Merkabah this week. The fifth dimension is the arena of experience that is most closely resembled what the traditional churches teach us is heaven. So it's a place where we are perfected. It's a perfected human energy. It is what we experience around us is perfected. And it is what we are becoming. We are becoming our fifth dimensional self, and we are creating this energy so that Mother Earth can also become fifth dimensional. She's actually waiting on us to get enough of us up to speed, and then she'll just turn on a switch and be fifth dimensional probably in a split second.
Any idea when that's going to happen?
Well, I do believe it's in the near future, probably in the next 18 to 20 months, but I also know that it's happening in a very gradual way, because every one of us is having fifth-dimensional moments, even when we don't know it. One of the most common ways to know you've gone either fourth or fifth-dimensional is when you put something down or put it away, and then you go back to get it, and it's not there. And you think to yourself, what happened to my stuff? And the answer is, it didn't go anywhere you did. When you set it down, you were fourth or fifth-dimensional, and that's why you can't find it now, because now you're being third-dimensional.
And it's still in the fourth or
all
fifth.
All you have to do is ask, yeah. What?
And it's still in the fourth or fifth.
Right. So how do you get it back? You have to ask, if it's in the fourth or fifth dimension, I'd like it back. Thank you very much. And then what happens is your heart kind of opens you up to that higher dimension, and you slip into it, and it's there, and you can pick it up and find it. Now, one of the recent lectures that I gave, a woman asked me, well, does that mean the fifth dimensional is just the fifth and fourth dimension are just like five, are just like third? And I said, well, at 5D, you can have anything you want. So when you really need five to look like three, like when you're slipping into it and don't know you're there, then it makes perfect sense that it would look just like three. So you wouldn't totally get freaked out. You don't want to scare yourself.
And yet there are critical differences between the two dimensions, aren't there?
Yes, there are. And one of them is that what you think creates an instant outcome. And so when you say, oh, you know, I wish we could stop and get a cup of coffee, but I don't see any coffee places around, and you're driving along the road, in just a few minutes you see a coffee place. Now, did you create the coffee place, or did you just go fifth dimensional and that's where one was? Hard to say. But you, as our listeners, know that you've had this happen where you've said something, and within a very short time, it comes to fruition. This is especially noticeable when we're reaching out to our friends, and we're thinking, gee, I'd really like to talk to so-and-so, and then they call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens a lot to me, and I know it happens to a lot of other people, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's happening more and more frequently because we're more connected, because at 5D, now we can be our fifth-dimensional self.
Okay, so now let me get into the fifth dimension and the Merkaba. Can you sort of do a recap of what the Merkaba is?
Yes. The Merkaba is a meditation. It is quite well known. The shape of the Merkaba is also well known, and you often see lots of different kinds of stones carved in this shape, and it is a star tetrahedron or double tetrahedron with a point up and a point down, and they're nested in such a way that it creates a shape that is equidistant in all directions so that it actually could inscribe a circle or a sphere. And the Merkaba itself is a meditation that allows you to remember or turn on the fields that are already around the body. And you do this through a meditation that takes about 5 minutes to do and about 20 hours to learn if you take a workshop. And the Merkaba itself is like putting on your fifth dimensional garment. It's a way to become your fifth dimensional self. Now, I love to tell a story about William Shatner at this point to really help you get the picture. So think about William Shatner and what do you normally see him wearing? And then if you see him wearing a business suit, it doesn't look right, because we know him as Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
So think about the Merkaba being a suit, or let's say a tuxedo on a little boy, and that's us. And when we put on that tuxedo, we look like a grown-up man or a grown-up woman, because the tuxedo looks like an adult would wear.
Mm-hmm. You know, in some of the writings...
Go ahead.
In some of the writings, I remember people talking about seeing St. Germain, say, on Mount Shasta or elsewhere, and they say he's wearing these garments of light. Would that be a way one might describe the Merkaba, or was that something else?
Yeah, I think that that's a good example also. What I was alluding to with the child example and the tuxedo was a way to help us understand how we could look like a grown-up. And from our 3D self to our 5D self, the 3D self is like a child trying to be the grown-up. And mm-hmm. It's just a little metaphor to help people. But this business of garments of light are another way the Merkaba can be seen. At 5D, remember, whatever you think you can have. You know, remember Nicolas Cage in the movie City of Angels? Is that right? Is that the right name?
He was
Where
in
he
the
was
City of
an
Angels.
Angel?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He was an angel. And whatever he thought of, he was there right away. And then when he became a human, he had to walk, and he was barefoot. But before he was human, the minute he thought of something, he was there. And he didn't even realize how easily he transported himself or created something, because he was an angel, and that's what angels do. And at 5D, we can create our reality. This is why so many teachers are amping up to teach us the art of manifestation and to understand how terrifically possible anything is if we will just give ourselves permission to have it and to hang on to it.
And also to think consciously about what we truly desire rather than an intermediate step or something that we're just responding to from a place of not understanding our power.
Yeah. And at a recent talk I gave, a man said, well, you know, we can have an elevated state of consciousness through meditation or chanting or other spiritual practices. And that's all true. But the Merkaba is distinctly five-dimensional, and so some practices will take you up to 5D, but not all the time and not always, but the Merkaba does every single time. So it's almost like a guaranteed promise or guaranteed opportunity to become fifth dimensional, and it enables us to operate in a way that is different than who we are at 3D.
Can we operate at the fifth dimension without an activated Merkaba?
Yes, you can. It's also very likely that if you get to 5D with your other practices that you will spontaneously activate your Merkaba, because from 5D onwards, you have this field around you that is operational. You know, it's a bit like taking driver's ed in a way. You learn how to drive a car. You learn about what can happen if you don't handle it properly. And you learn, you know, what the rules of the road are and what's proper etiquette. And all of these things are important when you learn how to activate the Merkaba.
And coming up after the break, how can the Merkaba help us in the fifth dimension? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about your Merkaba and the fifth dimension. Maureen, we were talking a little bit about the Merkaba, our energy body, and, you know, how do we know we're in the fifth dimension? Is there some sort of connection between whether our Merkaba is activated and if we're in the fifth dimension?
Good question. The way you know you're in the fifth dimension is mostly by hindsight, and that is you can look at what's happening around you and observe that everyone's in this mellow place. Even when there's difficulties, cool stuff happens and it works out. You find that you get through rough spots with grace and ease, or laughter and joy. The ability to see the benefit of something that's happening that you don't like occurs almost at the same moment that the thing you don't like is happening. You know, like, for example, recently we had someone cancel an event with us. And, you know, we worked very hard to keep the schedule arranged in such a way that we maximize my time. And this is somebody that we've been working with for 9 months and have a very good rapport with this person. And we were both personally disappointed and professionally thinking, okay, now what do we do? That weekend was important, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time as we're, you know, feeling our angst, okay, now we have to go back to the drawing boards on that particular date, at the same time I was getting a very strong message, she's done you a favor, you just don't know what it is yet. And so you get that sense of, oh, okay. And it's our resistance that keeps us in 3D and locked down, and it is our openness to discover what the benefit is of the opportunity and the experience. And then we have less resistance or no resistance, or we move through our resistance in, you know, a few seconds, which then allows us to stay at 3D, FID.
So we're in a flow, what do you say?
Yeah.
It's a flow. Things are flowing through us, around us, to us.
Right. And at 5D, we can actually change the future. So let's say, you know, you get a message or you get a very clear idea that a certain thing is going to happen. And maybe you know that if I overflow the coffee cup, it will overflow. But in 5D, what happens is when you're being absent-minded, pouring your coffee in the morning, you suddenly notice, oh, it's gonna go over, and you back off before it happens. This is another way you know you're in 5D, is you're given those what I call red alerts, or those hits, quick. Stop, pay attention. And you notice something before, I'll use the word, the collision occurs, or the impact of whatever it was that you were moving towards.
Catch it in the nick of time.
Yeah, nick of time. That's a great phrase. And so that's another way you know you're in 5D. And, of course, one of the easiest ways to know you're in 5D is to compare it to when you fall in love. When you fall in love, you're just like in this blissful state. You know, somebody cuts you off on the highway and you don't really care. It's okay. They're probably in a hurry. They need to get somewhere. You give them the benefit of the doubt immediately before you even, you know, jump into, hey, we almost had an accident. Because in 5D, there is no almost.
Yeah, I thank my angels when that happens.
Yeah, it's very wonderful.
So more about the Merkaba and the fifth dimension. I see that we're getting glimpses. I get glimpses. I'm there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour or so. But, you know, I seem to come back to the third. What if I were, you know, for like a month in the fifth dimension, what sort of would my Merkaba be activating all the time? Is that part of the clothing of the fifth dimension?
Very likely I can tell right now that there's a whole lot more we need to talk about, so we probably need to schedule another show on this subject. But before I go any further, I want to answer your question specifically. When a person arrives at 5D, whether they've done it through their spiritual practices or whether they've done it through the Merkaba, it is very likely that their Merkaba is intact and they are activating it daily, or it has become permanent. It is possible for a person with a strong spiritual practice to instantaneously or spontaneously activate their Merkaba. And I have some great funny stories of circumstances when that has occurred. I also want to talk about, and maybe you can make a note to ask me this if there's time at the end of this, what's the benefit of having a Merkaba? But I'd like to tell the story about this phone call I got at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was from a man who had dinner with a very close friend, and he was talking about the Merkaba training that he had been through and how much he liked it. And he said his friend had a lot of ET energy. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that was his description. And he said, we're just talking about ordinary stuff, you know, going light speed. And I'm thinking, that's not ordinary stuff. But anyway, then the black helicopters came, only they were white, and they flew right up 8th Avenue directly towards him as he was sitting out on the fire escape having a cigarette. And it
this is
8th
Avenue in New York City. This is right? 8th yes. Avenue in New York City.
Yeah, it's at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then this helicopter hovered outside their apartment, just above their apartment, just, you know, like they could see the bottom of the helicopter and all the equipment that was on it. Yeah, it was very interesting. And so he calls me. He says, what do we do? So I did tell him to tell this gentleman how to make himself invisible. And I said, very likely what happened is this conversation and your being there and your excitement about the Merkaba, he just resonated with you so perfectly that he tuned to you and spontaneously activated his own. Because this man's Merkaba was invisible, wasn't attracting any attention. But the new one that his friend created did.
Okay, remind you what about the benefit of a Merkaba, what benefits it yes. brings us.
One of the lovely benefits is that when you are wearing your Merkaba and you have your higher self connection going strong, you know stuff that you don't know how you know, and you know it before you need to know it. You have advanced knowledge of where you're supposed to be in any given situation, and you are your whole system is receiving data that allows you to choose wisely. So it's as if you have a GPS. Not only on everything that you care about, but everything that's going on in the reality that is interacting with you at this time and gives you enough information that you act. You know, I kind of liken it to knowing that you need to get off the highway because there's a crazy driver coming down the mountain directly at you. And you are working with knowing that, getting off the highway. And then when that crazy driver goes down the highway, down the mountain beneath you, you're not even in harm's way. Now, you might not know that you avoided a collision or a near crash. So sometimes being fifth dimensional does gives you so much accuracy in honing in that you don't realize all you're missing. But my students who have activated their Merkaba and then let it go inactive always call me and tell me, oh, my God, I can hardly believe the difference, you know, of my life when the Merkaba is running against when it's not.
Something dramatic happens that didn't happen otherwise. Yeah. Well, I find life yeah. with the Merkaba is a little less dramatic, but, you know, that's kind of nice, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It also lets you be in the flow to achieve what you really want because so many times we have high goals and high expectations, and, you know, if we have snafus that crop up, then we're stuck maybe at missing the mark or making the mark in the middle instead of near the end.
Yeah, I find that that things that in the past might have been a major disruption or distraction just gets, you know, pushed aside and I stay more focused. And that's really helpful when you can get distracted a lot.
That's true. So, you know, we impact probabilities. We impact our present and our future in a way that optimizes all our choices. And that's another thing about being in the fifth dimension and being in your Merkaba. You're very likely to take the choice that gives you exactly what you want. So let's say you're in a maze, and with the Merkaba going, you're going to make all the right turns, unless you're deciding that day to take the scenic route.
Okay, on that note, we'll have to end. Next week, I'll be going fishing. Maureen will be interviewing Velma Gallant, the Queen of Joy. As we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this interview, you can go to our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com, click on the news you can use, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. May you have a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.